This is David Tyler, Director of Gateway Biblical Counseling and Training Center in Fairview Heights, Illinois, and you're listening to Resources for Biblical Counseling, Marriage, and Family. If you'd like a free download copy of my book, Why Psychology Can't Diagnose Problems, go to my website, davidtylerbooks.com. Get your free download today. Today's episode, Alcoholics Anonymous and the Rise of Spiritual Relativism. Today we're asking an important question. Is Alcoholics Anonymous biblical? At first glance, many think the answer is yes. After all, AA talks about God, spirituality, prayer, and even confession. To many Christians, that sounds good, even familiar. But when you look more closely at the roots of Alcoholics Anonymous, you find something very different. What you see is not the gospel of Jesus Christ, but a foundation of spiritual relativism. The rise of the 12-step movement. Nearly every struggle today, gambling, overeating, pornography, compulsive shopping, and of course substance abuse, has been reclassified as a disease. Each one now has its own 12-step program. The model of all these is Alcoholics Anonymous, founded in the 1930s. From my counseling experience, many people assume AA is morally sound and spiritually helpful. Some even think it's Christian friendly. But the closer we look, the clearer it becomes that AA is built on a theological foundation that is completely opposed to Scripture. A common misconception: were the founders Christians? Many assume Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob Smith, the founders of AA, were Christians who started the program on biblical principles. That's not true. While they were religious men, neither professed saving faith in Christ, nor did they promote Christian doctrine. Both were influenced by Emmett Fox, a leader in the New Thought movement. New Thought, or Divine Science as it was often called, taught that God is not personal, but a spiritual force that permeates everything. That's pantheism. Sin, according to this view, isn't rebellion against God. It's just wrong thinking. Jesus, in Fox's theology, didn't come to die for sinners, but to enlighten minds. Heaven and hell weren't real places, just mental states. These ideas stand in direct opposition to Scripture. The Bible tells us sin is lawlessness, 1 John 3:4. That Jesus Christ is the divine Savior who came in the flesh, John 1:1-14, and that salvation is found in Him alone, John 14:6. AA's early literature, Emmett Fox's influence. Before AA even published its own book, it promoted Fox's Sermon on the Mount. In it, Fox wrote, quote, "Jesus taught no theology. There is absolutely no system of doctrine to be found in the Bible," unquote. Fox rejected original sin, denied the atoning death of Christ, and claimed Jesus' purpose was to remind people of their innate divinity. He even treated Adam and Eve as parable and promoted reincarnation as spiritual truth. That is not Christianity. That is deception. The psychological foundation, Jung and James. AA also leaned heavily on psychology. Carl Jung, known for blending mysticism with psychoanalysis, told an alcoholic patient that only a religious experience could save him. That filtered to Bill Wilson, who later claimed his own sobriety came through such an experience after reading William James's The Varieties of Religious Experience. Wilson even admitted to experimenting with seances and Ouija boards, seeking guidance from spirits. God's word is clear, quote, "Do not turn to mediums or spiritualists. I am the Lord your God." Leviticus 19:31. In Deuteronomy 18, God calls these practices detestable. AA's foundation is not neutral. It is spiritual confusion mixed with forbidden practices. Perhaps the most troubling feature of Alcoholics Anonymous is its intentionally vagueness view of God. Step 3 says, quote, made a decision to turn our will and lives over to the care of God as we understood Him, unquote. Think about that. AA invites people to invent their own God. One of their publications even suggested a doorknob, a tree, or the group itself could serve as someone's higher power. That's polytheism, not Christianity. Yes, AA talks about prayer, confession, and repentance, but always directed toward a God of your own choosing. That's not biblical spirituality. That's spiritual relativism. Can Christians endorse Alcoholics Anonymous? Some believers argue it helps people, and in one sense it does. Many have stopped drinking through AA. But helping someone to stop a behavior is not the same as pointing them to salvation. AA does not proclaim the gospel of Christ crucified and risen. Instead, it promises a spiritual awakening that can happen apart from the cross. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 15:3, quote, Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, unquote. That's the gospel. Sobriety without Christ is not salvation. In Acts chapter 17, Paul confronted the people of Athens who worshipped many gods, even an altar to the unknown God. Paul didn't affirm their sincerity. He preached the one true God who created all things and raised Jesus from the dead. That same clarity is needed today. Paul's question in 2 Corinthians 6:15 is still relevant. What harmony has Christ with Belial? There is no harmony between Christ and the false gods of Alcoholics Anonymous. Is there a better way? Yes, there is. God has given us His Word, and through Christ we find true freedom. Addiction is not a disease. It is sin, rebellion against God, and only the gospel can break its power. As 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The solution to addiction isn't 12 steps. It's one Savior. Should Christians attend or endorse AA? With compassion, we must say no. While we care deeply for those in bondage to addiction, we can't point them to a false spirituality. Instead, the church must offer biblical counseling and discipleship. Addiction is a spiritual problem, and the answer is Christ. Thanks for joining me today on Biblical Counseling Marriage and Family Podcast. If you found this helpful, please share it with a friend who may be wrestling with these questions. And as always, you can find more resources at davidtylerbooks.com.